A passel of pomp and a circus of circumstance. Historic convention coverage from the Pacifica Radio Archives. Every 4 years as summer ends, the United States turns its attention to two chosen cities. Why? The two cities play host to the two major political party conventions. But what goes on inside these conventions? And why in recent years has so much gone on outside the convention halls? I'm Amy Goodman. The Pacifica Radio Archives, the nation's largest public radio archive, comb through its vaults in an attempt to learn more about the history of party conventions and to also learn how the Pacifica Radio Network covered these conventions over the years. From the protests in Chicago in 1968 to the shadow conventions in 2000, Pacifica has been there, reporting on the goings-on from its uniquely independent perspective. Pacifica's mission is to bring to the public voices often unheard. Only by hearing voices from as many perspectives as possible is the listener able to fully participate in the national debate. And whether those voices belong to the two major parties, the Communist Party of America, the Mississippi Freedom Democratic Party, or the Green Party, Pacifica has tried to put a microphone where no other media sources will. Throughout this program, we'll hear archive sound that both gives us an understanding of the mechanisms that run the party conventions and that also show the growth and development of the Pacifica Radio Network.
Let's waste no time measuring the unfortunate man in the White House against our specifications.
A woman journalist there said to me, "I know nothing of your American politics."
Will the convention be, will the sergeant at arms enforce order in the convention?
We are selecting the head of the most powerful nation on earth, the man who literally will hold in his hands the power of survival or destruction, of freedom or slavery.
Hubert Humphrey was in Atlantic City. The crackers that you voted for were in Atlantic City. What did they do for you when you wanted to sit down? They were quiet. They were silent. They said, "Don't rock the boat. You might get Goldwater elected."
During the first hour of this program, we'll look at conventions from 1936 to 1968. But before we go to the big names, to the voices we all know, like John F. Kennedy and Malcolm X, we need to start at the beginning. We have to ask ourselves, what are the conventions? When did they start? In September of 1831, the Anti-Masonic Party, which existed for the primary purpose of eliminating Freemasonry in the United States, holds the first national nominating convention with a platform and delegates. 2 months later, the National Republican Party follows suit and holds their own convention in Baltimore. And in May of the following year, the Democratic Republican Party also holds a national nominating convention in Baltimore. These nominating conventions take root and go on every 4 years from then on. Their main function is to bring together representatives of their party or delegates to nominate a candidate for president and vice president, and to also debate over and approve a party platform for the next 4 years. KPFA, Pacifica's first radio station, was founded in 1949. But it was not until 1964 that there was a concerted and extensive effort to cover the major party conventions. But the Pacifica Radio Archives has inside its vaults audio dating from the beginning periods of radio in this country.